coming up?
I'm back!
Very much my happy place.
This is a first take show.
Can it be X-rated?
And also disgusting.
Hopefully I will become more valuable.
I wanted to sell.
There's only so many times you can flog a dead horse.
Sweating now, sweaty beads of sweat on my forehead.
I basically carry the energy of the whole session on my back, and I don't mind doing that.
Why are you here after all these years, all this silence?
You're safe, because I've got your back, and I know you've got mine.
Wow, you know, this is amazing.
Oh, stop.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
How do you say that?
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 Hello and welcome to How Do You Say That, sponsored by BritishVoiceOver.co.uk. Here's my co-host, Samantha Boffin.
Hello, and this is my co-host, Mark Rice.
Well, hello, and if you're new to the podcast, this is what it's all about. Every week we set out to prove that there isn't just one way to read a script. There are lots of different ways.
But how do we do that? Well, we do it by inviting a special guest on the show, who we will talk to in a minute.
Yes, before that, though, we'll play a quick true or false round. So, Sam, I once made a kid sick, physically vomit on television. True or false?
On television?
On television, live, yes.
I wouldn't put it past you, actually. Were you feeding this child something? I'm going to go yes. Were you feeding this child something?
It is true. We were reenacting a show that I did back in the 80s for the children's channel called Rabbit Rabbit. We were reenacting Guinness World Records, and this kid had, she was about 14, and she'd offered to do the drinking a pint of milk fastest, and oh my gosh, she very nearly got the world record from Guinness, but literally it came straight back up
straight
again,
back
all over the studio
kid.
Floor. Poor kid, yeah. She was taken out and cared for, but it was very funny at the time.
And also
disgusting.
And also disgusting, of course. Good telly.
Yeah.
So, okay, Mark, my true or false is I discovered a few years ago now that we have our own family crest. Is that true or false?
Well, I can see a bit of heraldry going on in your household, so I'm going to go true.
Of course we don't.
Really? Do you not?
Can you imagine a family crest of Boffin?
Yes.
That's an interesting
I can imagine.
Crest.
That would be amazing. Oh, all right, well, let's move rapidly on. Let's welcome our special guest, shall we? Voice actor and director, the wonderful Stefan Kornikard.
Oh, hi, Stefan.
Hello, hello. How's everyone?
Welcome to the podcast. Now, you're talking to us from France today, yes?
I am indeed, yes. I'm from Normandy in the Bay of the Mont-Saint-Michel.
Nice, lovely. So, Sam, for the people that don't know, let's find out a little bit more about Stefan, shall we?
Yes, absolutely. So, Stefan is a multi-award-winning voiceover and director, and he trained in France, the USA, and the UK. He was the continuity voice of the Cartoon Network,
yes.
Then Turner Classic Movies, and he was the voice behind Le Piador and Boursin, which is fabulous, and has worked on over 500 video game titles.
Well, as a director, he works across the genres, from theatre to video games. He's currently directing the lip-sync dub of a TV series for a streaming channel and aims to return to live-action directing in the near future. Stefan teaches and coaches when he has time, which is, I suspect, getting rarer, Stefan. Do you have a fun fact for us?
Yes. So I'm going to bring down the whole thing. You were so, you know, high and so light in your thing. So is it true or is it false?
Ooh.
I once had sex on top of the Empire State Building.
Oh.
I don't care. I want it to be true.
I hope that is true.
Yeah.
That would have been wild if you did, actually.
Wow.
Yes, go on. Yes.
We say true.
And you're right.
Well, go on, give us a bit of backstory.
I won't go into the details, but yes, it's one of the things I look upon fondly in my memory. and in my sort of doting age, I'll sort of dine on this, I think.
May I ask for one detail?
Yeah, go on.
What year?
It was the mid-80s.
Oh, well, it says it all, doesn't it?
It was a fueled night.
Oh, it was under the cover of darkness, was it?
And we've gone from the village. Anyway, yes.
Well, with that huge American erection, the Empire State Building, obviously, let's have a look at the first script of our show and ask, how do you say that?
Timmy.
How do you say that?
Okay, so we are going to veer slightly away from our usual format today.
It's exciting, yes.
We have only one script today, but it's got loads and loads of rich things in it. So, Stefan, it's your script. Can you tell us a bit about it?
When I was coaching for video games, I used to like writing my own sides, as it were, so that I could explain what a casting director is looking for when they write sides. The look of the game in my head is very cartoony, and yet it touches on extremely, extremely deep and painful subjects.
Ah, okay.
Whereas the sort of the look is well, quite cutish in a way. It's still a sort of very, very dark, dark place.
Well, the character's name, of course, is Eartha Kitty, so it gives us a kind of feel of where you're going with that. But presumably Eartha Kitty is a version of Eartha Kitt that is a cat.
Yes, I mean, Eartha Kitty is a nickname.
Of course.
When I named her, it was because of the sort of the fact that Eartha Kitt is a singer, and Eartha Kitty is a singer, although she's more of a jazz singer. I don't know. I just liked the pun.
Yes, Eartha Kitty. But it's very interesting that it's serious. This, so it's not light-hearted in that sense. There are some serious topics that you
Very serious topics. You know those new sort of sailing ships where they're almost above water. And there's only the keel inside. So the keel of the game is the really serious stuff, like Eartha Kitt lost a baby. On the surface, everything is okay. Everything is fine. She's living her life.
For the people that haven't read the show notes and they haven't got the note, it's there. Let me just read you what Stefan has given us. So age 50 plus, alignment good, chaotic, voice quality deep, global fry, voice Billie Holiday. And this is the description. An orphan brought up in the slums of Big City, Eartha had to fight all her life to make it to the top of the heap. Her first memory is of being stuffed in a sack and tossed into the river. She managed to rip her way out and since then has had to fight for everything she owns. She now performs in her own jazz club in the heart of Big City, where she's created a community of sorts with all the unwanted of society. The only way past Kitty is through her heart. Fiercely independent, she's strong, fierce, individual, without patience for injustice. And the scene is set, interior night, at the Kitty Cat Club Cabaret, that's not easy to say, and in Eartha's dressing room. So that gives us a background for people of where we are with this.
That's such a rich visual, I think, all of that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Eartha performs pretty much every evening in the club that she owns, sometimes to good audiences, sometimes to no one at all. And it's not rare for young pups to come into her dressing room at the end and ask for autographs, or because they're just in love with her and her voice and how she is. Because she is an embodiment of jazz, as it were. Even when she speaks, she uses rhythms like, you know, wanting, waiting, wasting. She will play with words as she speaks. But this time it's someone from the past. It's someone she hasn't seen for a very, very long time. Someone who came into her life, could have been the love of her life, but disappeared.
So she has a history with this person.
Absolutely.
She's not expecting him. This is the point, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And in the in my idea of the game, the player is him.
Oh, interesting.
Sweet. Yes. Okay.
Right, so Sam, I think the difficult bit is who goes first. I've got a couple of coins here. Do you want to toss for it?
Yeah.
Let's see. Heads, I go first. Tails, you go first?
Yes, fine.
All right.
Yeah, good, good, good.
It is tails.
What a surprise.
No. It's genuinely tails. Should have done that on camera.
No. That's fine. That's cool. Okay. Hello? Oh, whoever you are, don't just stand outside. Come on in. Don't be shy. I can hear you wanting, waiting, wasting behind my door. So, oh, just come in, get it over with. I won't bite. Well, let's just say I might not. Oh. Oh, my. Well, this is a surprise. What? No flowers? Oh, well, don't just stand there like a wet dog. Get in the light so I can see you better. Wow, you haven't changed. Maybe a bit thicker around the waist, a bit greyer around the whiskers, a bit sadder around the eyes. And while I rush to sieve the sands of time from your face, you're busy doing the same right back at me, aren't you? Well, Capitaine, what's the verdict, huh? In them days that rhymed always, until that day that stole away my heart. What do you want, Capitaine? Why are you here after all these years, after all this silence? 'Cause I don't think it's to hear me sing.
Oh, Stefan, that did become quite dark at the end, didn't it? Mm-hmm. I was surprised by that accent choice, if I'm honest.
So was I, to be fair.
I feel it evolved.
Yes.
It did
yes,
evolve.
It was a bit all over the place, wasn't it, to be honest?
She moved through the continent.
Moved through many continents that don't really exist.
But there's a lot of very good stuff in there. There's a lot of very good and very in the original. So this is an abridged version.
Yes, yep.
Because in the original script she says, "Oh, what no flowers? Or well, them vases will go on wanting, mm-hmm. and I've got enough flowers to cover 100 graves." Mm. And it is the reference to him.
Yes.
About the fact that she hasn't forgotten that their child is dead.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Even though she's not going to dwell on it, it is there. And it's a, yeah, you know, I'm not going to bring it up.
Yep.
And I'm not going to reproach you with it, but it is there.
But potentially a much more bitter note to it, perhaps.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like she wants to scratch his eyes out.
Yes.
Ah, oh, I was playing it far too soft then.
Yeah, you were playing in love.
Like she was pleased to see him.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
She is in love, but she...
There's a bitterness.
My God, he just left. He left her with a dead baby. Yeah.
Yes.
Because he couldn't cope.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Oh, that does... Yeah, you're absolutely right. That so changes it.
Yeah.
It completely does.
Oh,
because,
my God, yeah.
And it's... And why are you here?
Yes.
Sort of, you know, why do you come back after 10 years?
Yeah.
You could afford with this script is like he is the silent type. He never spoke.
Right.
Right, yeah.
And so you've got to give him time not to speak.
Where it says silence, okay. The silence speaks. Yes.
Well, that's so exciting. So, yeah. So that would be such a different read.
It would be. Do you want to go again?
Well, I can, absolutely.
At the beginning, whoever is behind the door is behind the door. So
yep.
She projects a bit more.
Yep.
It's like, and she's, it's almost joyful, you know, it's,
yep.
She's had a good show. She's okay. Completely in that zone of, come on, let's bring in the pups.
Okay.
They're, you know, oh, yes. And then you see him.
Okay.
And it's,
okay.
It's like a stab to the heart.
Yes.
Okay. Mm, right. Well. Okay. Let's see if I can.
All right.
Let's see if I can change this. Okay. Hello. Yeah. Whoever you are, don't just stand outside. Come on in now. Don't be shy. I can hear you. Wanting, waiting, wasting behind my door. So come in. Get it over with. I won't bite. Well, let's just say I might not. Oh, well, yeah, this is a surprise. What, no flowers? Oh, well, don't just stand there like a wet dog. Get in the light so I can see you better. Oh, you haven't changed. Maybe a bit thicker around the waist, a bit greyer around the whiskers. A bit sadder around the eyes. And while I rush to sieve back the sands of time from your face, oh, you're busy doing the same, right back at me, aren't you? Well, Captain, what's the verdict, huh? In them days that rhymed always, till that day that stole away my heart. What do you want, Captain? Why are you here after all these years, all this silence? Because I don't think it's to hear me sing.
Oh, that was lovely. Oh,
yeah.
That was lovely.
Yeah.
That was lovely because I got all that anger. I got all that. So if we were to continue, I would say now keep that anger.
Yep.
And layer it.
Yes.
With niceties.
Yes.
So keep the anger.
It was simmering just below the surface, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, but it was still almost too visible.
Okay.
Right. So, yep.
So, but you want to have that as the core.
Yep.
But then
you
want to put all the niceties around it and the sort of the bitter laugh and and the sort of levity of what she says to hide that. Because that would be too much of a gift for him.
Yes. Yeah.
To actually show how raw it is.
It's
like, yes, I'm absolutely fine about this.
That kind
of thing.
Yes.
Yeah? So you're playing the I don't care card.
Yes. Particularly in the last bit, would you say?
It's transparent. I would like the what do you want, Captain?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
You've done it very sort of what do you want?
Yes.
You could go, so what do you want, Captain?
Yeah.
Resigned
and
almost.
It's almost a laughter that hides the tears.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I don't think it's to hear me sing.
Yep.
Oh, you've set a high bar there, Sam, that I will struggle to reach, but I'm going to have a try.
On the other hand, you've got the benefit of all the feedback, which is cool.
Yes. Sweating now. Sweated beads of sweat on my forehead
sweat.
Now. It's like, oh. Right, okay. Hello? Whoever you are, don't just stand outside. Come on in. Don't be shy. I can hear you, wanting, waiting, wasting behind my door. Come on in and get it over with. I won't bite. Let's just say I might not. Oh my. That is a surprise. What? No flowers? Oh, well. Don't just stand there like a wet dog. Get in the light so I can see you better. Arr, you haven't changed. Maybe a bit thicker around the waist, a bit greyer around the whiskers, a bit sadder around the eyes. And while I rush to sip back the sands of time from your face, you're busy doing the same right back at me, aren't you? Well, Captain, what's the verdict? In them days that rhymed always, till that day that stole away my heart. What do you want, Captain? Why are you here after all these years, after all this silence? Because I don't think it's to hear me sing.
That was very nice. That was very nice. I would say you got very much influenced by the picture of the cat.
Yes, I think I did.
And because there's an A-O-W, which in my head was not intended to be a meow.
Oh, okay.
It was more of a... You haven't changed. Sort of an expletive, well, not an expletive, but an emote, but not necessarily a cat sound. I loved what you did towards the end because it became pared down.
And that I think feeds the character.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but it sort of became almost more raw, less sort of flamboyant, as it were. Mm-hmm. More sort of, and I think that fitted better than the beginning. I could feel there was pain there.
So, Stefan, if you were to do this, if you were to be Eartha Kitty Cat, how would you do it?
So, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hello? Whoever you are, don't just stand outside. Come on in. Don't be shy. I can hear you. Wanting, waiting, wasting behind my door. I'll just come in and get it over with. I won't bite. Well, let's just say I might not. Oh. Oh, my. Well, that is a surprise. What? No flowers? Don't just stand there like a wet dog. Get in the light so I can see you better. You haven't changed. Maybe a bit thicker around the waist, a bit grayer around the whiskers, a bit sadder around the eyes. And while I rush to sieve back the sands of time from your face, you're busy doing the same right back at me, aren't you? Well, Captain, what's the verdict, huh? In them days that rhymed always, till that day that stole away my heart. What do you want, Captain? Why are you here after all these years? After all this silence? 'Cause I don't think it's to hear me sing.
Well, the pain is so real, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. That was beautiful.
You went from, you know, coquettish
to
sad to rallying to kind of, being raw and reminiscing. And there were so many elements in that you ran through, Steph.
Yeah.
Oh, look. I know. I was actually thinking it must take you some time to come down from that, because that's a whole world in a monologue, basically.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
If I were to cast a character like this, then I would want to make sure that the actor can actually carry all these emotions.
Of course, yeah.
Truthfully. So that's why when I do my classes, I write the stuff.
Play How Do You Say That?
Well, remember, you can find the script that we're using today in the show notes of this episode if you want to have a go. And of course, time for the wild card bit, Stefan. We are going to approach this script in a very different way, perhaps.
Yeah, now for timing, we've simply split the script in two. So we've got A or B. So, Stefan, could you pick A or B and give one of us, either Mark or myself, something new that we could do with it?
Okay. So, Sam, script B.
Yes.
You're basically a bored shopkeeper from the former Soviet Union.
Of course. Oh, I love it.
Okay.
And you see someone coming in, and it's Boris Yeltsin. Yeah.
That's beautiful, Stefan. I love that.
Right. Brilliant. Okay. Oh, you haven't changed. Oh, well, maybe a bit thicker around the waist, a bit grayer around the whiskers, eh? A bit sadder around the eyes. Now, while I rush to sieve the sands of time from your face, you're busy doing the same right back at me, aren't you? Yes, well, Captain, what is the verdict, huh? In them days that rhymed always until that day that stole away my heart. Oh, come on, what do you want, Captain? Now, look, why are you here after all these years, after all this silence? Because I don't think it's to hear me sing. Would you like a nice steak?
The surprise that it's Boris Yeltsin. Yeah, I love that.
I thought I was a butcher.
Oh, did you?
I was
oh,
a butcher.
That's good.
And
that's good.
I actually set it in some mad way in some kind of like 1940s or 50s where we were sort of being rationed or something. But anyway, in my mind, that's what I did.
I was surprised that you whipped through it as quickly as you did.
Well, yeah, you were like, okay. Wow.
Well, I was a busy shopkeeper. I wanted to get my wares, you know.
Yes.
I wanted to sell.
You did. And you did sell. Absolutely. Blimey. Now, Stefan, I've thought of one for you, if I may.
Oh, of course.
I'm going to choose script A for you. So the other side of this. I would like you to be a court jester in the court of Henry VIII. And it is your job to entertain the king and his entourage. And you know how silly they were. You have the little tricorn hat with the bells on and all of that.
I've got it on.
He's never without it.
Well, indeed.
Hello. whoever you are, don't just stand outside. Come on in. Don't be shy. I can hear you. Wanting, waiting, wasting behind my door. So come on in and get it over with. I won't bite. Let's just say I might not. Doodle! Oh my, well, that is a surprise. What? No flowers? Oh well. Don't just stand there like a wet dog. Get in the light so I can see you better. Yeah, you haven't changed.
Oh. Oh, that was lovely at the end. I wasn't expecting that. That was like, oh, yes, it's you. Oh, lovely.
I thought this is court jester who was quite frankly not going to do any more tricks. No, not that day. Like...
I like that. Absolutely.
The one thing is, if I see it in myself, then hopefully...
Others see it,
too. Do you see what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's like if I manage to put myself in that situation, I mean, I could see the shoes.
Yes, and the little curly
and
shoes.
And the pain
yes.
of putting them on and sort of also the boredom of doing that job day in, day out.
Well, I suspect that Sam has probably got one up her sleeve for me.
I think I've got a good one, actually. Oh, I think it's quite a fun one. Now, you can take your pick, actually, script A or script B, unless you want me to give you one.
Yeah, I think you ought to decide, probably.
Okay, well, whatever it is, I'm going to get you to be, you are leading an orienteering expedition. Okay?
Yes.
So it could be a works party, but whatever it is, you've been given the compass and the map, and you are in charge. So I think that I would like you to do, I think script A is easier, so you know what I'm going to say.
Oh.
Scribbly.
Oh, she always does this, Stefan.
You should
it's
have
like, oh,
taken
I should have
the option
I should
to
have
choose.
Done. Right, okay. Right, all right. So, orienteering, okay. Group stay. Oh, you haven't changed. Maybe a bit thick around the waist. A bit grey around the whiskers. A bit sad around the eyes. And while I rush to sieve the sands of time from your face... You're busy doing the same right back at me. Oh, well, well, Captain, what's the verdict, huh? See, in them days that rhymed always, till that day, that stole away my heart. What do you want, Captain? Why are you here after all these years on this hike? After all this silence? Because I don't think it's to hear me sing.
Oh, that was history with you and that captain.
Yeah, I liked the end bit. The end bit was like...
Bit of
jeopardy
there.
Well, if you want to play along in the privacy of your own booth, as we've said before, we've put the script in the show notes so you can have a try yourself.
Yes, you can. Now, Stefan, you specialise, obviously, in all kinds of voice direction, and one of the key areas you work in is dubbing. And having done quite a bit of dubbing with you, I know... It's, yes, about the lip sync and getting that right, but it's so much more to it. Can you share a bit of voice dubbing info? What are the key things that voiceovers really need to be aware of?
It's acting backwards. Mm-hmm. Because in acting, you make the choices and you go through them. In this instance, in dubbing, all the choices have been made already. They've been made by the lead actor. And your job is to walk that tightrope. And the way to walk that tightrope is to be first of all, extremely clear in your head of what the intentions were in his performance, mm-hmm. so that you can duplicate them to match the breathing. Because if you get the breaths right, open mouth or closed mouth, very important. If you get the breathing right, then you've won half the battle. And then after that, it's a question of triangulation, which is something I say all the time, because in bande rythmo, in the modern dubbing system, the script scrolls across a cursor when the character opens and closes his lip flaps. So as the script scrolls, you speak. And therefore, you need to have an eye on the cursor, an eye on the preemptive reading to know what's coming and what the meaning of the sentence is. And then you need to go to the top of the apex to find the face and the lips of the character to check their expression and then back down to the cursor.
Now, Stefan, having done a little bit of band rhythmo with you, it is remarkably complex when you first start, because there are an awful lot of things to juggle all at one go, aren't there?
Yeah, but it's a bit like driving a car. Yes. You wouldn't start driving a car in Milan.
True.
True.
It becomes, your brain is very good at coping with it after a while. And if you do it on a regular basis, then it becomes absolute second nature and you can start enjoying it. It's Sartre, Jean-Paul Sartre, who said basically it is our limits that create our freedom. Mm. And that is absolutely true of this. It's the limits of the craft and the technique that will eventually give you the freedom to be very good at it. And some people are brilliant at it. But of course, now there's new techniques which allow AI to change the movements of the lips.
Yes, that is an interesting development, isn't it?
Yes, and it's starting, and I'm all for it.
Yep.
I'm
absolutely all for it. I'm interested to hear you say that.
Yes, I'm against AI voices for character work, but if AI can be applied to make something look like it was recorded originally in English, let's say, when in fact it was recorded in French. Mm. Well, then, because it's, you're going to, suspension of disbelief is what we want. And it's very difficult sometimes to be absolutely truthful to both the meaning and the lip movements.
Yes.
Because the words are so different, or the construction of the sentence is different. So if they bring a tool that will change the lip movements on the video to allow me to be more truthful in my acting, then I'm all for it. I can't fault that.
There'd still obviously be the timing aspect. You still need to obviously get
time.
Funnily enough, I was having a meeting with my team about that. And one of the things that one has to keep in mind also is that the emphasis on a particular word in a sentence is usually justified by a head movement. That hasn't changed.
Yep.
So you still have to hit those things. You still have to hit the breath. You still have to do all that. It's just going to change if it's an A sound or an E sound. They're going to make sure that it's a letterbox mouth shape and not a big open A.
Yeah.
So it's just going to manipulate the lips a little bit.
You're so right that the whole demeanor of the person, the way they're standing, the way they're holding their head, the way their, you know, their body is, still informs how that that line is going to be read. Absolutely. And that
absolutely. And so there are certain things it's going to help. It's going to make it easier. But it's mainly in the adaptation phase that it's going to be easier. Mm-hmm. Because at the moment, they're trying to match the vowels and match the consonants.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So if you've got a plosive, like a P, you're going to try to put either a P or a B on it to make it sort of match the lips. But of course, that affects the meaning of the sentence
of course it
you're does, making.
Yeah.
So if that is gone, then we'll be truer to the original meaning, because we will have sort of gone around that problem rather than sort of tried to adapt to it.
Yeah, and brilliant, of course, for the audience, because, you know, what the audience want is that seamless.
Yes, of course
In
they
fact,
do. Yeah.
If anything, it might even open up the idea of dubbing a bit more, yeah. because one of the things that holds people back from perhaps doing dubbing is that people are irritated by it, or irritated by the mismatch, perhaps, between things.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And I think in countries which have a long history of dubbing, the audience is almost unaware of the lip movements.
Absolutely.
Because we've grown up with sort of not, it didn't match completely, but that didn't sort of, it's just one of those codes. It's an absolute necessity because Netflix, Amazon Prime, all these, they do not have enough content and they cannot create enough content to supply demand. So they're having to do dubbing. They're having to do, to get French films, German films, Swedish films, and dub them into English. Wow. Hopefully it arrives at the, this technology will arrive at the right moment to make it possible for more dubbed content to reach the UK and the US.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Stefan, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been fascinating to have you along, and what a great script.
You're very welcome.
I hope you've enjoyed it.
I've loved it. Loved every minute.
You were brilliant. Thank you so much.
Any minute spent in your delightful company.
Oh, stop. Stop. Don't forget that all of Stefan Kornikar's details can be found in the show notes as well.
And of course, the script can too, if you'd like to practice that.
Oh, yes. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks again. Very grateful to Stefan Kornikar. We'll be back next week with more scripts and another voiceover guest. And this is where we do the title of the show all together.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back next week when we'll be asking,
How do you say that?
How do you say that?